Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kyra. How can I help you today?
Hi, Carol. I was calling. I had cams. I subscribed and found out that I subscribed for something I was kind of misled on. And then I canceled the order. I had $49.89 that you took out of my account. And I was wondering if when you return that.
Can you provide me with a zip code so that I can further assist you, ma'am?
Okay, it's 78610.
And you stated that 78610?
Mm-hmm. Texas.
And can you state your first and last name?
Pauletta Shaver.
Yes, ma'am. One moment. Okay, I do see an account here listed. To confirm that this is correct, can you verify your mailing address?
Say that again.
Yes, ma'am. I stated that I see an account here listed with us. To confirm that this is correct, can you verify your mailing address?
364 Moonstone Trail, Utah, Texas.
Yes, ma'am. I do see that they have you here previously for the sweepstakes contest entry, signing up, completing the survey for the Dyson, resulting in you being subscribed to the meal planning app. I do see that the account has been previously canceled here with us.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
I'm sorry?
I guess it was.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I was just informing you that I do see that here. Now, yes, ma'am. Now, as the information that we do have here is valid and it informs customers in the terms, a refund would not be processed.
You mean you take my money for nothing?
As the account
because my understanding, which is very misleading, especially in Texas, for you to offer something, and then all of a sudden I'm being coerced into ordering something I didn't want. That's my understanding. You're taking my money for no service.
Prior to signing up, it gives you access, a full month's access to the meal planning program, even though it's canceled.
I don't want it. I have a special diet that I'm on that I stick with. I didn't even know what it was when it popped up that I'd been accepted. I mean, it didn't tell me that it was for a meal service. I closed the account the exact same day. Do you have a supervisor I could talk to?
Okay. And I do also want to inform you that you will be informed on the same information as we all follow the same protocol here.
Well, you know what? I'm going to file a complaint with the Better Business Bureau, because if you're doing that to me, God only knows how many other people you're frauding for services that they're not getting because they don't want them and they've been misled into them.
Okay. Well, as
maybe next time
that we do have here is valid. You can hold one moment while I see what I can get further situated.
All right. Henry, just a minute.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I was advised that full credit could be go ahead and be processed. At this moment, I'll have that refund issued, and I'll be right with you.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So the refund has been issued to, I'm sorry, the refund has been issued and it'll take about 3 to 5 business days to post back into your account.
Okay. All right. Yes. Thank you. You know, you might suggest to them to make it clear when people enter those contests that they know what they're getting into before they fill out the form. Because there was nowhere on there that said I was applying to your services. That's what the misleading part is. Okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for giving customer service a call. You have a great day.
Thank you.